Blog Talk Radio.
You know, as far as the solutions go, in my heart, I believe that the system, which we elect politicians,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. I'm calling in to give an update, and I wasn't planning to. So, as usual, it's all kind of drama.
Hey there, Patriots. Just a quick update. We're trying to do a...
Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, folks. Anyway, right now, I've just posted on blog.lorabella, the schedule for the Reawaken Tour. I have Oklahoma in June, Virginia in July, and Rochester, New York in August. The schedule's there, the ticket's there, the information that you've got to look at, and it could save your life, literally. The job training information, the classes, the jobs that don't require a job to get them, all kinds of really interesting, cool stuff is happening, people. But you're not going to know about it because the paid-off media is not going to tell you. So you, please pay attention. You can also name your own price for the tickets. I bought a bunch, and I paid $20 a ticket. So don't stay away. This is something that you're going to remember. It's also something your kids need to see. People and ordinary Americans getting together and having fellowship and sharing information and singing and praying and talking and referring and networking and listening to stuff that you're not going to listen to on normal TV, like books, like people who are running for office, like people who are starting businesses and they want to have partners get involved, you know, a startup. This is like such an exciting phase that we're in, and it just bothers me so much that I can't be more involved in it. But anyway, I'm doing this because I think it's important, and I want you to listen, and I hope that you will get your tickets and follow me on Getter, GETTR.com, Lori and Company, Lori Parrish. I also wanted to say to Pastor Shane Vaughn, you have a typo. It's not plain, P-L-A-N-E. It's P-L-I-N. And I also wanted to, there's a whole lot of stuff on my mind. But I'm having trouble keeping notes on what I have to put into the book, but then also on trying to keep my sites going. And I keep getting locked out of old sites because apparently they've been compromised, like on, you know, different accounts I've had in social media and stuff. So it's so problematic, people. But I want you also to go to my YouTube channel. It's under Lori Parrish right now, but there's other ones, Lori and Company in Circle. But the one that I just put up is Melissa, Red Pill the World, in Texas, who recorded the song My Prayer, and her voice is so beautiful, and I think the visuals of it in the video will be uplifting to you. All right, so good stuff is happening, and I know it seems like a little flake. I'm not, okay, that was also part of the design, was to make it seem like I'm somebody that you should not be paying attention to. There's a lot of people out there you should be paying attention to, and I try to point to them to make it easier for folks so that they don't have to struggle like I have struggled to figure out what's going on and who to listen to. On my Getter feed on InCircle and on Lori and Company, Lori Parrish, I put the video, the interview with Roseanne Barr, Jim Brewer, and Mel Kay, and they're discussing satanic influence in Hollywood. And Roseanne, as you may remember, lost her job because she wasn't radical enough. So we're making our own thing, people. And it needs us because we have to boycott the crap that this demonic organizations and media and studios and their paid people that they have in politics and in media, that they basically are put out of business because what they did was criminal. And if you look at the notes on drivetimeshow.com with Clay Clark, you'll see why I say what they did was criminal. It was criminal, people. Okay, you don't reward them by giving them business, buying their products, listening to their shows, paying tickets to go listen to their scumbags spew their bull. All right, so we're fighting back, and you need to be part of it, or you need to be with them. And you know, there's no going back. You go over to the dark side, you're not coming back. Okay, so either get over to the light, get over to the right, or it's done for you. Okay, I'm sorry, meaning it's over for you. Okay, so the next conference is TimeToFreeAmerica.com or ThriveTimeshow.com has a schedule. They just did the 16th and the 17th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they have the 8th and 9th of July in Virginia Beach. The details are on the site. And then August 12th and 13th, Rochester, New York, is the Reawaken. And then it's added a new date, September 1st and 2nd, the Business Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa, Oklahoma, that's where Clay Clark is. And to save you time from going backwards into my old shows, Kim Clement had spoken about a man named Clark coming onto the scene and with Trump, and he prophesized that Trump, that there would be two presidents. This is back, like, I think 2014, there would be two presidents, and people were like, well, you know, how could that be? What are you talking about? And he was right, because he could see God, you know, used him, Kim, to get the message out. And I thought the other Clark that he was talking about, I thought it was Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, who was pretty outspoken about the build-up to the Iraq War and, you know, taking over more countries and toppling the dictators and toppling, then they were going to go after the royals, and then they were going to basically have the New World Order. This is the Nazis, you know, game plan, and it's satanic, and they never went away, people. They're still around. So, and if you want proof of that, listen to Carl Schwab, the economics professor. Economics professor telling us what's going to be. Who the hell is you, Carl Schwab, you freaking Nazi, and your little buddy Soros, helping the Nazis to round up Jews, and you claim to be a Jew. You're not a Jew. You're a traitor to your own people, and you are not a good American, and so you've violated your oath to be a good citizen, George Soros. So guess what? Your citizenship's going to be revoked. You're going to be a citizen of hell. That's where you're going to be. Ugh, don't get me started. All right. I know how crazy I sound, but if you only knew how much trouble we're in and how how this is going to take a Herculean effort to get this solved, you would understand why I'm so compelled to do this when I don't want to do it, okay? It's not pleasurable. It's not fun. Oh, I wanted to mention, Kevin Costner, you need to get in this. Your wife's father used to be my dentist. And also, I know Kevin Sorbo's in this. His wife, Sam, has been at the events. Thank you, Kirk Cameron, and thank you, Ted Nugent, for doing your campfire talks on Friday on, I think it's the Real America channel. People, you know, get just in protest, get rid of your paid prescriptions, paid subscriptions to Amazon and Netflix and all that. Netflix hired the Obamas, who are disbarred moron Marxists, anti-American people. what do they know about content creation? All they know how to do is harass people and target people because you're evil, you freaking scum. Ugh. Have fun with your best buddy, Farrakhan, the Jew and white hater. Those pictures were suppressed with Obama and Farrakhan, the Jew and white hater, until after the election. That's how the media works. They get paid to lie. And you wonder why we hate you so much? The media is going to be afraid to go out in public. Yeah, we're coming. We're coming in droves. And when they knock one down, 10 more get up in that person's place. So you might kill me. You keep threatening to kill me. But guess what? There'll be 10 and 100 and 1,000 more after me. So you better go away. You better go take your money and go live on an island someplace because you are loathed by the American people. You understand? You're loathed. Nobody wants anything to do with you. That these people are in charge is unbelievable to me. The little gay Jewish guy with Carl Schwab saying, you know, you're going to have nothing and you're going to like it. No, that's not the way it's going to be. We are free people and you can't have our kids and you can't have our health and you can't have our prosperity and you can't have our peace of mind. You're going to hell, not us. Okay, got it? I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You're going down. Fall cabal. Fall cabal. Amen. All right, I know I'm over the top, but when you find out what has been happening, you're going to understand why so many people are livid. If you scroll down on Time to Free America, there's a very well-done infographic that shows what's going on and some of it. We can't even show everything. If you want to really know what's going on, go to pedoempire.org or .com, I can't remember. And it's a whole library of what's been going on through the ages with these sick freaks, the little club of Satan worshipers and child herders. Ooh, you're so evil. I declare that you will be gone. In Jesus' name, amen. Ooh. All right, Mama Bears, I need you to get activated. You get to those school boards. You go out there and you kick some and take some names, okay? You don't take this crap. If you know people who can help with this, you got to get them on board. At the bottom of that page on Time to Free America, there's interesting guests and people that are getting on board. And it's, you know, Bobby Kennedy's son's in this, okay, with Children's Health Defense. And so many other great people are getting involved. Musicians are going to get involved. And all the people that are normal in Hollywood that see what's going on, don't want anything to do with it, they're going to get involved. We're going to do our own thing, and we're going to put them out of business because they deserve it, people, okay? Don't you feel guilty about it. They are wicked, they are evil, and they deserve to go down. And that's what we're going to do because they have coming big time. All the children that have been hurt by these freaks, all the other stuff that you don't want to know about probably, is all going to come out. And that's what this is about. And I know that I sound like I'm, you know, losing it. I'm not. I just really, really need to have a break and just not think about this stuff. But every day I get up and I go, oh, my gosh, what next? Like, pay attention to the things I point to because it's important. And you know, a lot of people don't, especially young people, they're not watching Glenn Beck's shows. You know, he has several shows, several guest hosts. And Steven Crowder is connecting with the young people. Charlie Kirk is. Tim Pool. So many young people. Owen Schroyer, who got his start with Alex Jones. You know, pray for Alex Jones. He has a new site called Free World Outlet, and he has good prices on products that are, you know, proven. He has quite an audience. And, you know, they help support him, but he has been smeared so much that he needs and has, you know, dozens of lawsuits against him for telling the truth that he needs help. So help him if you can. Help Mike Lindell. He also has lawsuits against him. So do I. If you look at my name, there's all kinds of lawsuits against me. All I can tell you, people, is we're rounding these people up. This is a roundup, okay? We're going to round them up, and just like that weed killer kills weeds, we're going to kill the weeds. Sorry, you had it coming because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, which was to slither away and forget your plan. Instead, you just went forward with it. This is a plan that's been in the works for centuries, people, okay? This is written about by Pike. What's his name? the big Satanists, dogma and morals, and morals and dogma. These people are sick freaks, all right? And we've been thinking that we could just coexist. We can't coexist with them because they kill our children and they poison us and they hurt us because they are possessed by some kind of demonic force or alien entity or something's wrong with them, okay? They've proven it over and over again. All right, so with that said, this is for Joshua. My number is posted on blog.laurabella.com and a couple other places. I do want you to be a guest on the show again, and also for Panato. And I think I saw that word show up in a Paradise movie that Elvis Presley's in with Leslie Parrish or Julie Parrish. And, my last name's Parrish. And anyway, I think that movie has some keys in it, some clues. So I have to watch it again. But you hardly ever see it on TV. And it's Elvis Presley's daughter was married to Michael Jackson, folks, okay? And she says that he was a good husband. So, you know, they destroy people, especially if you go against them. So we're going to destroy them instead. What they planned will be backfiring on them. It's going to be a big boomerang, just as Kim Clement had predicted and just as Kat Kerr confirmed. They're making a movie about her book, Revealing Heaven, right now in Hollywood. All right, so big stuff is in the works. A new studio has started. It's going to be a studio where you're going to want to be a part of it. We're taking back the music industry. I'm getting stuff sent to me on my laptop that I'm not looking for that shows me that new records are coming out. If you want to make me happy, go support Lee Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R. He's on my YouTube channels. His music has helped me get through some really rough times, and he needs help because he hasn't had regular work in a while. And he's a great songwriter and musician, and he has a really gentle spirit, and he's from Australia, but his father was in the military, and he's part Dutch-Indonesian. So anyway, help Lee, okay, L-E-E, Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R, Coulter, like a colt, like horse, get it? That's how this thing works, okay? You connect the dots, and then it leads you to where you're supposed to look. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's what's going on, okay? This is about the great awakening, but also about the great revealing, the scales coming off of the eyes and people seeing things that they didn't see before. And part of it's going to be pretty scary because you're going to see some pretty wicked demons that are attached to human beings. Yeah. So get your armor on, get your spiritual armor on, and get ready, because I think it's going to get pretty crazy, and we're going to need to be in prayer, all right? And you're going to need to stay in the light, okay? Don't go near that dark stuff, okay? It goes into your soul. Your soul's like a filter in a car engine, and it takes in all that muck and gross stuff, and it's hard to get rid of. And I am trying to write about it so that you can understand more, but, I've just gone through years of this, okay? So I'm a little bit worn out. It's an understatement. So anyway, I'm going to get off. I'm going to ask you to listen to the last part of the update on the tour. The dates are on blog.laurabella on the calendar. You click on it and it opens up and gives you all the info. You can also go to the sites that I've mentioned. And let's see. MikeLowWorks.com. He's got jobs listing there that you don't need to have a college degree. And I think he's going to be leading the foundation. Well, he has a foundation, but he's giving away $1 million scholarship. So get over there. If you have a business, if you want to be a leader in this construction battalion thing that I think has to happen, where we're going to be helping to build homes for veterans and people who deserve it and people who are in the Operation Rainbow of trying to make places like what I call havens, whether it be a barn to keep animals, or because animals are so therapeutic for animals, for the children, and even adults who have gone through trauma, and also more camps for kids, more enrichment schools. You might have to still go to public school and be indoctrinated, but I kind of doubt that. I think we're going to put the Department of Education out of business, and all you freaking commie, evil, weirdo, progressive, you're not progressive, you're regressive. Everything you put out there has already been done and tried. Look at Venezuela, failure. Look at Cuba, failure. Look at Russia when it was under communist rule, failure. You people are so freaking stupid, and we don't want our kids near you stupid teachers, you stupid, evil people. God. It's like, how can you be so pathetic? And then you hurt children, and then you want us to pay you money to do that? No way. You're being defunded. Yeah, get it. You woke up too late. We try to tell you, we're not messing around here. We're taking our country back. We're taking the music back. We're taking education back. We're taking the government back, and we're doing it precinct by precinct, course by course, teacher by teacher, child by child. And you are going to be out of a job because of your wickedness. How do you like that? How do you like those apples? Like the movie Good Will Hunting with Robin Williams. They killed Robin Williams too. Okay, this is how this freaking cabal cult works. They kill off people. We're going to come and get you people. Okay, your days are numbered. You're on notice. How does that sound? Okay, you think you can terrorize people and poison us and make our children into zombies and dumb us down and put crap in our water and crap in our food? Guess what? You're going to be eating crap in Gitmo. I'm done. I'm going to keep working on what I've been trying to work on. And, I don't get taken seriously because of my rants, but, I tell the truth, and that's what's going to be. I've seen it. It's over. You people are done. Ugh, Carl Schwab and your little gay buddy. You better, and Gates and Soros and the rest of you scumbags. You are on notice. Ted Turner, you like putting your money in to make the Georgia guy stones, which is a declaration of war on the human race? Guess what, Ted Turner? You're going to be ending up alone with your stupid-ass commie wife, Jane Fonda, who, when the POWs tried to give her a note to get help, she turned it over to their captors. That's who Jane Fonda is. And she says, oh, get over it. You get over it, Jane Fonda, you freaking bitch. Ugh. I'm done. I'm sorry. All right. Let's be bold, let's be brave, and let's be free.
Blog Talk Radio.
That stroke. My God, like every freaking day it's something else.
Great narrative and Hollyweird. Okay, so the great narrative is a Thank you.
Doing, calling in demons and fallen angels. The playing music, praising God when things go good, praising God when things go badly.